Watching shadows move across the wall. Feel so frightened. I wanna run to you, I wanna call. But I've been hit by lightning. Just can't stand up for falling apart. Can't see through the spell across my heart. Over you, you'll always be the one. You were the first, you'll be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Whenever you need someone to lay your heart upon, remember after the fire, after all the rain, I will be the flame. I will be the flame.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government shut down for another day. ABC's Johnny Fernandez says there will be another vote on the budget, but it's likely to fail.
Democrats demand Republicans reverse $1 trillion in Medicaid cuts and extend $400 billion in Obamacare subsidies to stop premiums from soaring for millions.
I'm allowed to cut things that should have never been approved in the first place.
The fight is far from over. With the jobs of federal workers at stake, the president signaled plans to work with the White House budget director to decide which government programs to eliminate.
The superintendent of schools in Des Moines, Iowa, detained by immigration officials last week, now facing federal charges. This is sentencing day for Sean Diddy Combs. Prosecutors say he deserves 11 years behind bars on prostitution charges. His lawyers say time served should be enough. And Taylor Swift's Life of a Showgirl dropped at midnight. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A milestone at Wisconsin's troubled youth corrections facilities. The Department of Corrections announcing it's reached full compliance with 50 orders placed by the federal government on the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls, stemming from a 2015 raid and investigation that showed widespread abuse and lack of supervision. Another confirmed case of bird flu in Wisconsin. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection confirming highly pathogenic avian influenza in a Jefferson County commercial poultry flock. This case follows one reported last week also in a commercial flock in Jefferson County. And say goodbye to pennies at Quick Trip. Following guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury, Quick Trip will simply round down all cash sales to the nearest 5 cents. Digital, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do it upright, interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
To walk along with me, and every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? Whoa.
Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM. '90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Motor up, my motor up, gonna come and and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
In the middle of another 50-minute music hour.
Good song after good song.
On 99.7 Max FM.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. Say, okay, where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
You got him now. say okay, but you're motoring.
Today's big deal of the day, Sweet Sanctuary Services in Portage. Is your inbox overwhelming you? Does your space need a little more organization? Let Casey of Sweet Sanctuary Services give you a fall cleanup. She'll organize your computer, closets, or other cluttered spaces so you're ready to roll for the months ahead. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $65 gift certificates for just $16.25. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays. Pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. To start off, we want to congratulate Kieran Merrill on making it to sectionals for Baraboo Girls Golf. Good luck, Kieran, and we hope to see you make it to state. Switching topics to Friday Night Lights, tonight, Reedsburg will play La Crosse Logan, Wisconsin Dells will play Mauston, Sauk Prairie will play Portage, and Baraboo will face Holman for their homecoming game. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Bring on the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs tomorrow, just after 1 p.m. in Game 1 of the Best of 5 Divisional Series in Milwaukee. After being swept by the Yankees in New York at the start of the season, who would have thought the Brewers would set a franchise record of 97 wins on the way to winning their division? Pat Murphy.
No one expected this, to break the franchise record for wins. Would you have said that coming out of New York or after opening day here? It just shows you who's in the room.
The Brewers have had the past week off. Another workout session at the ballpark today. Are they ready now for the playoffs? Freddy Peralta will start for Milwaukee.
We just have to stay focused and keep doing what we've been doing, trusting in each other, just to remind us ourselves that we never have to give up and keep going.
College football, the Badgers take on number 20th ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. Kickoff tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
City weather. Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do it upright. Interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Relax, don't you rest when you wanna go to
News hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Give me a beat.
Thank you.
time beneath my toes. The beats gives a feeling and a deep feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and the four light bulbs can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright, alright. I want something else to get me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say.
Yeah.
99.7 Max FM.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend, they're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe, and even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running, and you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
All that time I was searching, nowhere to run to. It started me. My life, and who'd be waiting, asking.
so much you promised. How could I ever forget? Listen, you know I love you, but I just can't take this. You know I love you, but I'm playing for keeps. Although I need you, I'm not gonna make this. You know I want to, but I'm in too deep. So listen, listen to me. I can feel your eyes go through me.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in the UK say one of the two people killed in the Manchester synagogue attack may have been killed by a bullet fired by police. The attacker did not have a gun. The only shots were fired by police. The gunman also killed that way. Another victim of the attack was stabbed to death. Also from Britain, the Bishop of London, Sarah Mullally, has been named as the new Archbishop of Canterbury, the first time a woman has been selected as a spiritual leader of the Church of England. The Senate returns to session today, and a vote is expected on the budget. However, it's not expected to pass, meaning the government shutdown will likely continue.
The Senate returns to session later today, but Majority Leader John Thune says if Democrats don't fund the government by tonight, lawmakers will be sent home for the weekend, stretching the shutdown longer.
That's ABC's Johnny Fernandez in Washington. Sean Diddy Combs will be sentenced today. Prosecutors want 11 years behind bars. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Governor Tony Evers defends congressional Democrats who demand enhanced Obamacare tax credits set to expire in December be included in any